From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here's your latest news this morning from all over Delmarva. The first of 15 Salisbury University students accused of assaulting a gay man appeared in court yesterday. 19-year-old Cruz Cespedes from Jarrettsville, Maryland, was among the original seven SU students charged in the attack in an off-campus apartment October 15th. The hate crime charges against Cespedes were dropped, leaving second-degree assault and false imprisonment. His trial is set for the end of January. An emergency rule waiting for Maryland legislative approval requires school leaders to be notified if a student with serious criminal offenses is transferring into their school. This comes after two teachers at Bennett Middle School were injured by a 13-year-old. That student had transferred to Wicomico County from Somerset, where he had also been involved in an assault. But nobody in Wicomico knew he had been involved in that assault in Somerset until after the Bennett assault. The lead up to the 2024 election was all about cat owners. But in the end, Donald Trump won more than half of the voters who own either cats or dogs, and he had a big assist from dog owners. That's according to AP Votecast, a survey of more than 120,000 voters. Dog owners were much more likely to support Trump over Kamala Harris. Cat owners were evenly split between the two candidates. Harris did end up decisively winning support from women who own a cat, but no dog. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.